I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's a god on the dance floor, and he used to hang with the Pope. It's Watch What Happens Live with Scott Foley and Derek Hough now. Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Public Sleeping Day, being celebrated exclusively by people on public transit and Ramona Singer. My first guest's new ABC series is Whiskey Cavalier, and frankly, he had me at whiskey. Welcome back, Scott Foley.
Hey, great to see you.
Cheers. Cheers. And he may be the only person who can say he's both waltzed with Lil' Kim and double-dated with J-Lo and A-Rod.
What?
From World of Dance, Sundays on NBC, it's Derek Hough. Great to see you, Derek. Have the two of you ever met before?
We have not met before, no. But we've been trailing each other for the past couple days.
You've both been doing press
this week.
We have. By the way, you were on, you were both on live with Kelly the other day.
Yes.
And then I was watching you and I was wondering, is it weird being interviewed by Ryan Seacrest because he dated your sister?
No.
No?
Not at all, actually. Oh my God, I forgot that.
Yeah, I didn't. It was all I was thinking about.
We're actually super close. We're bros. And it's funny because like when they're interviewing him, you know, prepping him about me, for doing these shows, he's like, I already know.
Yeah.
I already know everything about
him. Yeah, he's like he was almost my brother-in-law.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. Yes. Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are they engaged? No. But copy that. Sorry, too much.
It was in the ether. Never too much. Never too much. Yes. Okay, anyway, that was a tangent. Tonight's bartenders are trading gardening tools for my favorite home improvement tool, booze, from Backyard Envy, Thursdays on Bravo. It's the Manscapers, Derek McGee, Garrett McGee, Mel Brazier, and Jamie DeSantos. Great to see you. But do you manscape?
Yeah, we manscape.
Yes.
All right. I feel that you are probably a major manscaper.
Major manscaper?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Trimmed and plucked.
No. If I'm honest with you, I don't have a lot of
hair.
Things to manscape. You're not gonna have hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you both another very random question since we're starting the show off this
way? Let's go.
Are you a big spoon or a little spoon in the bed, Scott Foley?
I'm a big spoon.
Big spoon.
All right.
Big spoon. Yeah.
Very good. Your questions for Scott and Derek are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, I wanted to get started by playing our new favorite party game, Holy Moly Scott Foley.
Oh.
Want to know how to play? Here's what, Scott, I'm gonna ask you a dishy industry question. For each one you avoid answering, Derek and I get to mess up your flawless mug with these stick-on moles. So we get to stick, that's how you play Holy Moly Scott Foley.
That's it.
Okay, we can be indiscriminate with the moles. Okay, what is the most annoying thing about your former Scandal co-star, Kerry Washington?
The food she eats. She just eats a lot of pineapple and spinach.
Okay, he answered, right. so we don't give him a moment. Right. Who was your worst on-screen kiss?
Tyra Banks.
Wow. What was that in?
Felicity.
You kissed her in Felicity, yep. And was she just not in? Was she just?
She was just not into it.
Right.
I think it was her first on-screen kiss, and I was so excited about it. But it was a lot bigger than it needed to be or should have been.
Right.
Which isn't always bad, but most of them are great, and that was, she's gonna kill me.
Was she like, I mean, was it like,
she was. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what, that answer was so good, I'm sticking a mole on myself.
Hey, I like it.
Okay. Name an actor in Hollywood you thought was a total jerk when you met them.
Name an actor in Hollywood I thought was a total jerk when I met them, Derek Huff. No, I'm kidding. Come on.
He didn't answer. You can put a ball on him. Okay. Have you ever had sex in your trailer?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Very good.
Instant.
The trailer.
Instant. Come on.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Have you ever passed gas in the middle of a scene and hoped nobody would notice?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. He aced the score.
All right.
Very good. Okay, you can take your mole off.
Oh, right,
you did very
right,
well.
Guys.
Yeah. All right. That was fun. Finally, I love having two dudes in the clubhouse because I get to ask them about things I've always wanted to know. Like, why do straight guys all like cargo shorts and Daniel Tosh so much? So here's what. Let's dig even deeper with Dish in the Dark, Bro Edition. Turn out the lights, control room. I want to ask some risque questions.
Uh-oh.
If your answer is yes, you shine this flashlight in your face.
Okay.
So here we go. Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
Oh, man.
What?
Derek is.
I'm just going to say those.
Commercial?
No, you're just going to say.
Commercial, that, no.
Not commercial.
Just,
okay, I am commercial, actually.
Hey!
Have you ever sexted with your significant other while you were on location or on tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's the only way it works.
Okay. Right.
Have you ever stalked an ex on social media?
Sure.
Stalked an ex on social media. Yes, everyone has. Have you ever role played in the bedroom? Okay. Have you ever gotten a fake tan before walking the red carpet or doing a dance competition?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Have you ever gotten excited during a kissing scene or a dance routine?
Excited?
Yeah, like boned up. Okay. Have you ever been to a strip club? Okay. Have you ever slept with a stripper? Okay. I'm old. All right, very good. Thank you very much,
right,
fellas.
Right,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, good job.
That was fun. Okay.
Now I know.
Let's go to Alyssa from Philadelphia. Hey, Alyssa,
Hi,
what's your question? Hi.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Thank you.
All right, so, Scott, my question's for you.
Yes.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
All right, so what was the best part of having Hillary Clinton visit the set of Scandal, and what exactly did she yell at you about?
Oh, yeah, you posted on social media. It says maybe on your bio you got yelled at by Hillary Clinton in front of a room full of people.
Yeah.
What did she yell at you about?
She came to the set of Scandal. It was the last shot, and she was like 30 secret security guys and dudes with guns showed up, and we were rolling, and I was like, shh. And then I realized it was Hillary Clinton, and I felt really bad. But she yelled at me afterwards. We were all taking pictures, and I had my backpack on because I was ready to go home. She was like, take your backpack off. We're taking pictures.
I love that. Meanwhile, that was your Hillary Clinton impersonation?
That's any woman over.
Spot on.
Yeah, that's it.
Spot on.
Wow. That's it.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That's pretty good, though, right?
Yes. Scott, Crystal D wants to know if you're still in touch with Jennifer Garner.
No. No, I'm not. I have a new wife now.
Yes, you do. Okay. Okay? Todd G wants to know, Derek, be honest. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Burlesque, the movie your sister starred in with Christina Aguilera?
1 to 10.
6?
Okay.
That was an honest answer.
Okay, I think
Julianne
that was
great.
Yes. Julie S. wants to know, Scott, what's been the most passionate fan response you've ever gotten from a gladiator who thought Olivia Pope should be with Fitz and not Jake?
I was in an elevator with a woman who I could tell knew who I was and was excited about Scandal. And she wasn't saying anything, but looking and sort of texting on her phone. And I said, hey, how are you? And she stopped texting and she said, I'm Fitz.
And went back.
And I got off.
Yeah, but she didn't say, I'm Fitz.
No, not like Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Not Hillary Fitz.
Let's go to Brad from Michigan. Hey, Brad, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Well, hello there.
Brad, you sound like you got marbles in your mouth, my man.
Sorry about that. A little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We're here for you.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Baby, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
My question is for Derek.
Okay.
Out of all your partners on Dancing with the Stars, who is the most difficult to train?
The most difficult to train? Yeah. I'll say what was the most challenging. One of the most challenging ones was, I know, Amy Purdy. Amy Purdy. She lost her legs when she was 19 years old.
Right.
So she had two prosthetic legs. So that was a challenge.
Yeah.
But it was really fulfilling because we figured it out.
Yeah, you did.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I loved watching you and Ricky Lake together.
Yeah, love Ricky.
She's a good buddy of mine. Ricky, I know she loves you. Crystal from Indiana. Hey, Crystal, what's your question for Scott Foley?
Hey, Andy. Baby Benjamin is adorable. My question is for Scott.
Okay.
What was your reaction to Jimmy Kimmel saying ABC finally found a worse theme than Cougar Town for your new show, Whiskey Cavalier?
You know, I was taken aback because I had to take the stage in front of 1,000 people right after he said that.
He said it at the upfront?
He said it at the upfront.
Oh, my,
he's like,
amazing.
Whiskey Cavalier sucks. Here comes Scott Foley. and it was tough to follow that. The name of the show... you either love it or you hate it. He didn't like it, but I hope he's going to eat his words when we're on for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Okay, let's go to Emily from Ohio. I feel like we're on a roll here, rolling calls. What's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, Andy. Congrats on baby Benjamin.
Thanks.
My question for Derek is, when you go on double dates with A-Rod and J-Lo, who picks up the bill, and what do you wind up talking about with A-Rod?
Oh, man.
Do you go on double dates with J-Lo?
No. I don't know where that came from necessarily, but
have you ever been to dinner with J-Lo and A-Rod?
Yes.
Not
just the four of us.
Okay.
No. There's an entourage of people there, yes.
Right. Because J-Lo rolls deep.
Rolls deep.
Yeah.
Rolls deep.
Yeah.
By the way, actually, I came into the set of World of Dance, and I looked to there's a car, like a Land Rover, and there's just hair hanging in the car.
Yes.
She has her own car for her hair. It's
amazing. Of course.
It's incredible. It's amazing, yeah.
Yes.
Like security, everything.
A hair car, like a Merkin.
A hair car.
Weird. Yes. Yeah. It's the Merkin
Mobile.
Yeah, the Merkin Mobile.
Yeah, cool.
Well, she'll need it because we went salsa dancing one time, Jennifer and I, before A-Rod. And, you know, we're sweating, and it's like a live band. And I dipped her, and I pulled her up after a dip, and she kind of ran away, came back, and was like, Derek, have you seen my hair? I stepped on her hair and ripped her up.
That's amazing.
Ripped it out of her head. So.
Did you and J-Lo ever date?
No.
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 Well,
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. You got red and you're smiling. I don't know. Okay, guys.
I dated a lot.
It's game time.
I went through a phase.
Well, one can refer to tonight as a veritable sausage fest. I feel like something is missing. Mm. What? Oh my God. It's Trevor, Ryan, and Chris with actual tiny wieners. Come on over here, guys. Okay, they have actual tiny wieners. We're going to play Sausage Fest. Oh. Here's how it works. Scott, Derek, and I are going to stand over here, each with a bowl of cocktail wieners. When the clock begins, we're going to throw our hot dogs at our respective models, who will then try to catch them in their mouths.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most wieners in their partner's mouth in 45 seconds is the wiener winner. Let's play Sausage Fest. Okay, it's time to play Sausage Fest, Scott.
Let's
down
the dogs.
Okay, go. Oh, yes. One, two. Oh, yes. Holy crap. I am killing it. Yes.
It's you.
Oh, my God. Before we, I tell me about the work you're doing with Not On My Watch.
Yes, so I don't mean to bring the tone down, but I it's a very important thing I'm doing. I shot a PSA for this movement called Not On My Watch. I partnered with Tesoro. I lost my mother to ovarian cancer when I was young, and the Not On My Watch movement is a campaign to raise awareness for recurrent ovarian cancer, to let women know that there are women suffering with disease. There are now options like maintenance therapies that can prolong the time between recurrences. I shot a PSA for it. Go to notonmywatch.com. Check it out. If you share it, $5 every time you share it, we'll go to advocacy.
Word?
Thank God you said that.
Yes.
Advocacy groups for ovarian cancer.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, I mean, we're all just kind of getting over this game that we just played. Why was that Sausage Fest game so fun?
Unbelievably satisfying.
It was really satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, when the wieners went in his mouth.
Yes, it felt good, right?
It felt good.
Something I've never felt before.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. My guy, Chris, took a lot of wiener in his mouth.
I feel like yours took the most.
My guy took a lot down. He took a lot of wiener down.
It was a lot.
My guy took the most.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Do we have playback?
The control room was counting. I didn't even need...
Oh, the control room was counting. Sure.
Yeah, they were counting.
They're not biased.
No, trust me. They love it when I lose these games. Trust me, it's their favorite when I lose.
Then I believe you.
Yes, honestly. They want to humiliate me as much as they can.
You got more wieners in the mouth than anybody.
There you go. It's story of my life. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to a llama that was spotted riding Portland's light rail service last Sunday. This is amazing.
Yes, sure.
You know, the llama is a gorgeous and self-possessed blonde navigating city life who doesn't mind being tied up. I think the as yet unmade Sex and the City 3 just found its Samantha.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so funny. Today's Jackal goes to a man who threw coins into his plane's engine for luck before boarding, which wound up causing over $20,000 in damages and resulting, of course, in the flight being canceled. Okay, sir, here's a little memo. If you want to toss a coin into something that won't cause lots of people to die in a fiery blaze, maybe try a f***ing fountain, okay? I want to thank Scott, Derek, Garrett, Mel, and James for being here. Okay, the control room says we did.
Oh.
You know, I believe everything they say. It's the after show with Scott Foley and Derek Huff. All right, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what is your name? It's Amy from Louisiana. Hey, Amy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Looks like I missed a great Sausage Fest tonight.
Yeah, well, it's still happening.
My question is for Scott. How satisfied were you with the Scandal finale, and if you could have changed anything, what would it have been?
Well, if I could have changed something, my character would not have been the scapegoat for everything and gone to prison. But I was satisfied with it. You know, I understand the mentality, the thought behind what they did. I thought killing Josh Molina was the best thing they ever did. I like the ending.
Okay, Shirley from New Jersey. Hey, Shirley, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for Derek. I know you were in the talks to start Singing in the Rain on Broadway, but plans have stalled. Will it ever come to production?
Yes, actually, we're talking about it at the moment, and the original reason why that didn't come...
was a Harvey Weinstein thing,
Harvey
right?
Weinstein thing, yeah. So I'm actually glad it didn't work out.
Right.
But no, things that we're in the talks right now with the right people, so...
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. That's
awesome. Wow, yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
It's great to watch you dance.
I mean, thanks, man.
Obviously. It is great to watch you dance.
It really is. Just watching him in that little thing.
There.
I mean, I was
so
like,
impressed.
I am too.
I won't be doing those moves.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, I know, honestly. Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hi, Betsy. What's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Scott. I was just wondering, when you reunited with the Felicity cast last year, you had said you'd love to work with everyone again. Has there been any official talks of some kind of reboot or revival?
No, there's been no official talks. You know, I originally said that I didn't want to, I wouldn't consider doing a reboot just because the show was so specific to that time in the characters' lives. You know, college is such a specific time, and we were substantially younger when we did it. But being on stage with them all, I realized how much I missed them and how great it was working with them 20-something years ago. But no, it's just talk right now. I think we're all doing different things. If it comes together, like 90210, they're doing a reboot now.
With the same group?
With the original cast, like Jason Priestley and everybody.
Wow.
It's an interesting take.
Yes.
I just read about it. But
I don't need to see that.
No, you don't need to see it, but it's an interesting
take.
But
on the other hand, maybe I do need to see that.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Nothing specific.
Aaron from California, last call of the night. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Andy, calling in to watch What Happens Live is like my fangirl dream come true. So thank you so much for letting me call in.
Aww.
Love you.
Love you back.
And that's also my second dream come true. But my question is for Derek. So, Derek, when do you think you're going to pop the question to Haley?
Ooh.
And do you have an idea on how you would propose?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, an idea. Oh, well, first of all, maybe. Second of all, I don't know. I have no idea what to do. But I love adventure. I love traveling. She loves traveling.
Yeah.
I'm always either, you know, pushing her to do crazy things, you know, swim with sharks or jump out of helicopters or whatever it might be. But so it'll be something probably abroad or something special or something really just casual.
How long have you been together?
Almost 3 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
TikTok.
Get on
well,
it,
well, listen, I've been building this house forever. And it's almost finished. And once the house is finished, we move in. You know, we
Oh, I thought the house was a metaphor for your relationship.
I knew.
No.
I thought you were saying, like, I've been building this house for a while.
House of love.
Do you need any landscaping?
I actually do.
Oh, well.
I'm not even lying. That's all I need right now.
I'm not even lying. I know three people who can help you out. I want to thank Scott Foley. Everybody watch Whiskey Cavalier Wednesdays at 10 on ABC. Derek Hough, World of Dance, Sundays at 8 on NBC. And Garrett Mellon James from Backyard Envy. The finale is next week on Bravo. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.